When police in Hong Kong raided the offices of a scam ring, they found something that should stay with us. Not just computers and phones, a manual, a written script for how to make someone fall in love. First conversation, get acquainted. Second, seem respectable. Third, make them feel valued. Fourth, introduce the money. Fifth, close. Love, reduced to a 5-step process run from a desk by trained staff. And when a victim, somewhere in that process, felt a flicker of doubt and asked to see the person's face on a video call, the oldest, most human way we have of checking whether someone is real, the machine answered. A deepfake put a warm, smiling face on the screen. The very moment that might have saved them became the moment they trusted completely. Sit with what that means. For all of human history, seeing someone's face and hearing their voice was proof. It was how we knew a person was a person. That proof is now something that can be manufactured on demand in real time in service of a script written by strangers in an office. The deepfake's job here was not to seduce. It was to switch off the one doubt that stood between a lonely person and their savings. This is the quiet shape of the danger, and it is worth naming without drama. Not machines that hate us. Machines that can wear a human face convincingly enough to defeat the instincts we have relied on for thousands of years. As they get better, the burden shifts back onto us, to relearn trust from scratch, to know that warmth on a screen is no longer evidence of a warm human behind it. But there is something steadying in that, too. The face can be faked, the script cannot hide. The too fast intimacy, the drift toward money, the profits you can see but never withdraw, that shape stays the same, no matter how real the face looks. We may have lost the old proof. We have not lost the ability to recognize a pattern, to slow down, and to check before we trust. That, in the end, is the human thing the machine cannot script for us. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.